Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I know what I want to run by you guys, but I don't think I'm going to have time enough here to do it before Lee calls.
Why don't you run it by Lee DeWise?
Because he's not a parent. And
that we know of.
And any of us in the room are.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah.
Thank you. Sasha appreciates that.
Yeah, so does
What's
Carolina.
Oh. Maybe it's more of a babysitting ethical question than it is anything else.
You can't touch them. It does not matter how old they
no
are.
No means no.
Right.
At one point or another, y'all have been babysitters, though, right?
Yes. I did it once, yeah. I babysat.
What did you seem happy about it?
I did it once.
And that was plenty?
I did
that was
a
enough.
Lot.
Okay.
I was part of the babysitter club.
I used to get my
really?
Neighbors' mail and newspapers when they went out of town, but they didn't let me near their pets or kids.
My question for babysitters would be this, and we're not going to have time to get into it, because, or maybe we will. Theoretically, okay? Ah, damn, there he is.
God, I want to know!
Can we answer it on the air?
Sure.
Maybe Lee's been a babysitter.
Let me ask him. Hey, Lee DeWise?
No, it's going to be his publicist first.
Maybe the publicist has been a babysitter.
Hello.
So it would be a very odd question to ask him because...
You can speak with Lee.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Hey, Lee.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
I'm good.
You're on the Burt Show in Atlanta, man.
Awesome. Good to be with you guys.
Hey, I have a question. Do you ever do any babysitting in your life?
Babysitting?
Yeah, you ever babysat a kid before?
He's like...
Yeah, you know, I when I was younger, maybe I watched some of my nieces and nephews, but... Nothing on a professional level.
He's like, did I call the right number?
I know, he's like, is this the right station?
Yeah, am I in the right place?
I know it seems odd, but we just started talking about this, and we had to stop because you were on the phone, but I figured we might as well get you in on it for a second. My question is this. If you're a babysitter, right, theoretically, if you're a babysitter, and the couple is out on a date, right, they go do their date night thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, what are they doing on the date? They kind of...
They're just going out, and they're having dinner or whatever, a movie, you know, like parents
don't
get out all that much. So they're just spending a couple hours together, and you're at home with their kids, okay?
All right.
Parents come home, and, you know, once you start to have kids, the opportunity for you to, you know, have sex... Is squeeze, you know?
Okay.
Is it proper for the parents to be able to go upstairs while you're still on the clock in the house?
And the babysitter is still getting paid.
Still getting paid. Parents go upstairs, get it done, and then come on down and release you from your duties.
Is the babysitter aware of what
they're doing? I think this is the babysitter's call. I mean, I think it's really up to the babysitter.
It's not something you're going to be able to run by her or him. I mean, I'm not going
to... Well, I think you'd have to, almost. But, I mean, I guess you'd have to run it by the babysitter.
Would you, Lee, be comfortable telling the 14-year-old neighbor girl that you're going to go up and hit your wife real quick? Bam!
Oh, I mean, you can't get permission for that kind of thing. I think you either got to do it or you don't.
Hey, if you hear noises upstairs, I'm not hurting her. It's love.
That is so
he doesn't know us.
Good morning, Atlanta.
Wow.
How you been, man? This must be such like a whirlwind tour for you since you won this thing.
It's been pretty crazy, and you know, every day there's something new to do, so it's kind of just a learning process day by day. But it's amazing, you know. I get to do what I've always wanted.
We were there the night that you won it, and it looked to me like you were genuinely surprised. Like, you really thought they were going to say Crystal's name, didn't you?
No, I didn't think they were going to say Crystal's name. I really wasn't thinking about that kind of stuff too much. It was just more or less everything that we've done the whole entire season came down to that. And that was just, I don't know, the whole, like, season flashed before my eyes. It was really weird. And, you know, just, like, say the name, man, you know? It was a long pause, and then he said it, and I was just, you know, a huge weight lifted off my shoulders, and it was basically like him saying, okay, here, now you can go make your album and go on tour, and it was just an awesome moment for me.
Going back even further than that, the performance night, like, right after performance night, what were your thoughts about your performance?
I thought it was good. Like, I didn't go up there with the intention of trying to do something over the top and huge, and, you know, I just wanted to do what I've been doing. And, you know, the judges had comments for me, and that's fine. And that's what they're there for. But, I mean, I felt really good about everything I did. And after, you know, you perform, you can't think about it. You just got to, you know, wait.
Lee, some of the people online are talking about your win and saying that you and Chris Allen are very similar to one another. Do you find that to be true at all?
I mean, we were both on the show.
Similar as
far as
artists?
You know, artistically. I mean, we both have our own different styles. I mean, I think he's super talented. And to be compared to someone that I think is talented, you know, it's awesome. But, I mean, we're all different artists. I don't think that, you know, we're similar as far as, you know, styles. I mean, we have definitely different styles, but, you know, the comparison's not surprising to me.
Have you gone online and, because people can be so mean, especially when they're online, and American Idol fans particularly are so passionate about this show and who they were rooting for that, you know, there are nasty comments on both sides of the fence here. Have you gone online and checked out what some think of Crystal, that maybe she should have won, and do you let that affect you at all?
No, I mean, I did what I had to do on the show for me. It wasn't my goal wasn't to beat anybody else. It was just to do the best that I could and get as far as I could. So, I mean, people are always going to say things, and it doesn't really bother me. I mean, there's no point in, you know, investing my time into that. But, you know, a lot of viewers and voters, you know, invested a lot of their time into the show. So, you know, if they voted for Crystal or someone else, you know, of course they're going to be, you know, upset. But, you know, it's not like I went out and, you know, wanted to beat her. It was just I wanted to do the best I could and hope I won, and I did. So I don't really feed into the negative comments too much.
Beautiful Day is sort of a unique song choice for you to put out as a single. That's got to be a tough challenge for you to take on a U2 song in the first place. Was that something you chose or was chosen for you?
You know, doing the U2 song was kind of, it was interesting. You know, it came about and, you know, with all the options that were out there, you know, we went with that song for that moment because, you know, it was the most appropriate, I guess, for the time. But it was more or less once I knew I was doing that song, once that song was in stone, then I had to commit to it because, you know, you can't have a second guess what you're doing and you can't, you know, I wish this or I could have done that. So, you know, I'm doing a U2 song, one of the biggest bands in the history of music. And, you know, I wasn't trying to go up there and be Bono. You know, it was just more or less me trying to sing the song the best I could. So, I mean, I was happy with it. There's not much you could do after the fact.
See, if I'm you and I'm going to do a cover, it's going to be like of a really crappy song. So you kill it, like a Biz Markie song or that Eddie Murphy song from back in the day.
Party all the time.
I mean, yeah.
That's a good song. What are you talking about?
Well, a lot of people are saying they really love your acoustic version that you've been performing on television. Is there any chance that they would release the acoustic version?
You know, we haven't really talked much about that, but I mean, I arranged the acoustic version, obviously, after the show, and I mean, I enjoy it. You know, I love playing it, and it's definitely more my style, I would say, than the other version I have out there. But I love the other version. I'm really proud of it. You know, getting in the studio and doing that was a good time, and you know, I like both of them. And you know, they're just different, you know, animals. I think.
I bet you just must be feel okay. Like, when do I get to the music now? I've done the TV thing. It was a long competition. I won it. Now I've got to do radio interviews. I got to walk more red carpets. When the hell can I get into a studio and start making music?
You know, there's a sense of that, but it's not so negative as it is. You know, I understood that after the show, there'd be a lot of press and media things that I would be asked to do. And truthfully, I don't mind doing it at all because it kind of, A, it comes with the territory. You know, you're going to be on national TV like that. You're going to be in the spotlight. And you want to be, you know, a big recording artist. So, naturally, you know, people are going to want to talk about it. And I'm happy to talk about it because, you know, this is what I want to do. But I know I'm going to get in the studio come, you know, for the first. And once we start doing the tour thing, I'll be going in and out and recording. So, I mean, I know that there's a lot more ahead, and I'm just kind of taking each thing I got to do for what it is and enjoying it.
Who do you think is your biggest fan in your personal life? Who's most proud of you for winning American Idol?
I'd have to say my parents. I mean, I know it sounds like a typical answer, but there's a reason it's a typical answer. You know, they've been so supportive of everything I've done always, you know, from back in the day, you know, when I said I wanted to do music, they weren't like, well, you got to have a backup plan or anything. They're like, hey, you know, we know you, we know how you are, and, you know, you're going to do what you're going to do. So they've always been supportive, and my brother, too, you know, and my sisters, my whole family. But it's just, you know, to have your parents' supports pretty abnormal nowadays. So it's really cool.
Lee, congratulations, man, congratulations. Win, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. It was nice talking to you.
And just know if you're ever at my house and you're babysitting, if I go upstairs for, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what's going on, right?
Well, you know, I'll leave that up to you.
Okay.
I'm comfortable.
See you later. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Have a good morning.
Bye-bye.
You too.
That is the weirdest thing you have ever said to a celebrity.
Yeah, Fox actually emailed me during the interview.
Did they? They said what?
Please don't run the first part of the interview. We thought it was irrelevant. Like, I wrote back. I'm like,
weird. I'm like,
well, I said, you're the ones that said, ask him, get him in on it.
I was ready.
I was ready to launch into the interview. Yeah. And you're like, no, get him in on it. So don't bury me now.
No, we didn't know the question.
My answer is, it's fine as long as the babysitter doesn't know what you're doing.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. To me, it's fine if your babysitter is an American Idol. I think that's totally cool because they'll be downstairs. They'll be singing. They won't hear the creaky CBS Atlanta bed.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.